Green spectacles? Why, of course. Everything you see looks green. The Emerald City was built a great many years ago. For I was a young man when the balloon brought me here, and I am a very old man now. But my people have worn green glasses on their eyes so long that most of them think it really is an Emerald City. One of my greatest fears was the witches, for while I had no magical powers at all, I soon found out that the witches were really able to do wonderful things. So you can imagine how pleased I was when I heard your house had fallen on the Wicked Witch of the East. When you came to me, I was willing to promise anything, if you would only do away with the other Wicked Witch. But now that you have melted her, I am ashamed to say that I cannot keep my promises.
"I think you are a very bad man," said Dorothy.
"Oh, no, my dear. I'm really a very good man, but a very bad wizard."
"Can't you give me brains?" asked the Scarecrow.
"You don't need them. You are learning something every day. A baby has brains, but it doesn't know much. Experience is the only thing that brings knowledge, and the longer you are on Earth, the more experience you are sure to get."
"That may all be true," said the Scarecrow, "but I shall be very unhappy unless you give me brains."
The false wizard looked at him carefully. "Well, I'm not much of a magician, as I said, but if you will come to me tomorrow morning, I will stuff your head with brains. I cannot tell you how to use them, however. You must find that out for yourself."
"Oh, thank you, thank you," cried the Scarecrow. "I'll find a way to use them, never fear."
"But how about my courage?" asked the Lion.
"All you need is confidence in yourself. There is no living thing that is not afraid when it faces danger. True courage is in facing danger when you are afraid, and that kind of courage you have in plenty."
"Perhaps I have, but I shall really be very unhappy unless you give me the sort of courage that makes one forget he is afraid."
"Very well. I will give you that sort of courage tomorrow." "How about my heart?" asked the Tin Woodman.
"I think you are wrong to want a heart. It makes most people unhappy."
"That must be a matter of opinion," said the Tin Woodman. "I will bear all the unhappiness without a murmur, if you will give me the heart."
"Very well. Come tomorrow, and you shall have a heart. I have played wizard for so many years that I may as well continue the part a little longer."
"And now," said Dorothy, "how am I to get back to Kansas?"
"We shall have to think about that,"
replied the little man.
"Give me 2 or 3 days to consider the matter."